أنا إن سألت القوم عني من أنا؟ أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا.
Strengthening one's inner and outer self, developing a sophisticated Islamic personality and becoming a better Muslim. This is Nasir Reflections. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to today's episode, Minor Sins. Two people approached Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. The first of them asked him, "If I have killed a man, will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever forgive me?" Abdullah ibn Abbas replied, "Yes, he will forgive you." The second man then asked the same question whilst he was sitting in the same chair, but the former replied, "No." When the man left, the people around Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu asked him, "Why did you give two different answers?" So he replied, "Because the first guy that came actually killed someone and felt bad about it, and there was a true sense of repentance. The second guy wanted to kill somebody and was therefore coming for the license to do so." Now, why do we share this example with you, dear listeners? You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the very clear understanding that sins are to be completely avoided. There's no excuse for them. Yet man still commits them and can be forgiven, alhamdulillah. As was the case with the first man. However, if committing a sin with the intent to do so, knowing fully well that it is wrong, this clearly will not be forgiven. We may also ask ourselves, why would anyone expect to be forgiven for the sin of murder when they do it with intent? A valid question, since the person has purposefully disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, let's pose this question to ourselves instead. How many times have we committed a sin? Maybe not murder, but a sin, knowing it's not a good action, yet still engaged in it. Knowing that it's displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet still we give in to our inner self, hoping that we would be forgiven, or we justify it by saying that it's perhaps not as bad as the other sins. So let's revisit the former question. Why would anyone expect to be forgiven for a sin, big or small, when they do it with intent? Today, we live in an era where things like lying, backbiting, slandering, mocking others or belittling them, not speaking to a fellow Muslim for more than 3 days, showing off and boasting, all these are so normal that they have become quite minor for us and quite the norm. Maybe so minor that we don't even think of them as a sin. One may comment on another person's weight behind their back. One may share their opinion about another person's clothing. One can even narrate a personal or private incident of someone else in their absence. Or one may talk about how he prays each salah in jama'ah or recites X amount of Quran every day. All of this and much more can be done by man, and it could be considered minor, and excuses could be made for oneself, such as, "I'm not harming anyone, I'm only joking. I don't mean it in a bad way." But the fact of the matter is that all of these actions are reprehensible in Islam, and some are grave sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have stated very clearly that all of these constitute disobedience. So why is this sort of behavior considered normal or minor? To answer this question, let's first take a cursory glance at our daily routines. We wake up, have breakfast, go to work, uni or school, or attend to our children. We are busy with all of these for most of the day, and we make place for an afternoon meal in the midst of our chaos. And for the Muslim in the Western world, the chasing of his Zuhr, Asr and Maghrib salahs in the winter add some more to the usual chasing of the time. But that's not all. Come evening, we have domestic duties and responsibilities, and then before we know it, the day ends. This routine goes on for days, weeks, months, and even years. Our lives are so busy. In all of this, where do we have the time to contemplate deeply about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our accountability towards Him, our akhirah? This, folks, is the effect of the Western capitalist system, which reduces an intellectual human to little more than a hamster. The distraction of the dunya and its affairs, unless they are consciously geared towards the akhirah, are enough to make one forget about their true purpose in life. With the Ummah living under the capitalist system for almost an entire century, is it really surprising that certain sins have become normal in Muslim communities? We need to remind ourselves of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, narrated by Sahal ibn Sa'd radiallahu anhu, where the Messenger of Allah said,
إياكم ومحقرات الذنوب فإنما مثل محقرات الذنوب كمثل قوم نزلوا بطن واد فجاء ذا بعود وجاء ذا بعود حتى حملوا ما أنضجوا به خبزهم وإن محقرات الذنوب متى يأخذ بها صاحبها تهلكه.
Beware of the minor sins, which are often thought of as insignificant, for they are like a group of people who camped in the bottom of a valley. One of them brought a stick, and another brought a stick, until they had gathered enough to cook their food. These minor sins, if a person is called to account for them, will destroy him. Reported by Ahmed. Dear listeners, these are certain actions which, although we could consider the norm and may have become neglectful of their sheer magnitude, but they chip away at the Islamic personality until it is unrecognizable. Anas radiallahu anhu said,
إنكم لتعملون أعمالا هي أدق في أعينكم من الشعر إن كنا لنعدها على عهد النبي من الموبقات.
You do things which in your eyes are less significant than a hair, but at the time of the Messenger of Allah, we used to count them as sins that could destroy a man. As Muslims, we have been blessed with the guidance and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave us the noble position of being witnesses over mankind. How unfortunate would it be for someone to be refused Jannah for their commentary and backbiting or mockery and neglect of others? No, none of these pastimes are worth the consequences in the Akhirah. Allah says in the Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim,
إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ يَشْرَبُونَ مِنْ كَأْسٍ كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا كَافُورًا عَيْنًا يَشْرَبُ بِهَا عِبَادُ اللَّهِ يُفَجِّرُونَهَا تَفْجِيرًا يُوفُونَ بِالنَّذْرِ وَيَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا كَانَ شَرُّهُ مُسْتَطِيرًا.
Verily, the Abrar, the pious who fear Allah and avoid evil, shall drink a cup mixed with water from a spring in paradise called Ghafur, a spring wherefrom the slaves of Allah will drink, causing it to gush forth abundantly. They are those who fulfill their vows, and they fear a day whose evil will be widespreading. Surah Al-Insan, verse 5-7. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us those who think deeply about each and every action and are mindful of our words in order to earn His pleasure. We must be robust in accounting ourselves and advise those around us in the best manner as well. Jazakallah khair for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.